Let's open with prayer. My Heavenly Father, I thank you for grace. I thank you for grace. I thank you for grace. I thank you for your mercy. Open our eyes that we can see. Open our ears that we can hear. Open our hearts like you did for Lydia, that we can attend unto the things which are spoken. Turn us from darkness to light, from the power of Satan unto you. And I ask this in Jesus' name, amen. Last Sunday, I spoke on Jesus teaching us how to pray. And how he used the parable of the unjust judge. Well, just tonight, because we are coming into Easter weekend. Tomorrow is, I think, what we used to call Monday, Thursday. And then we have Good Friday. And then we have Easter on Sunday. Those days never meant as much to me as they do now. But it's Easter in my heart every day. Every day. But I want to show you that during that death, burial, and resurrection, that Jesus did exactly what he taught us to do. And that is the unjust judge praying constantly until he gets an answer. If you will turn with me to Psalm 88. This is an absolute beautiful psalm, one of my favorites, because we actually get to see into the death, burial, and resurrection. And here is Jesus in hell. In hell. And I will prove, well, I'll give you that proof of it. You know, the psalmists, it says in, I think it's 1 Peter, that they had the Spirit of Christ in them. And that Spirit of Christ in them, in the psalmists, Jesus spoke out of them and had them write down and sing in those psalms what was going to happen to him in the days ahead. If you read the psalms, and I prayed that God would open your eyes, that when you read the psalms again, that you will see how many of them, and there is a large number, that talk about the death, burial, and resurrection. That's Jesus in them, in the psalmists, telling us about what he is about to do. And some, David's 1,000 years before he even gets here. But it is the Spirit of Jesus speaking, and he's speaking here. I want the first of us to go to Psalm 88, verse 3. We're going to look at what we believe that this psalm is Jesus. Verse 3, it says, "For my soul is full of troubles, and my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. I am as a man that has no strength, free among the dead, like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more. They are cut off from thine hand. Thou," and this is Jesus talking to the Father through the psalmist, "thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy waves." This is Jesus in hell. The psalmist isn't dead. The psalmist didn't go down into the pit. The psalmist isn't experiencing the wrath of God. This is the Spirit of Jesus telling us what it was to come when he was on the earth. Now, with that, knowing that this psalm is Jesus, knowing that he is telling us what he's going to suffer in hell for you and I, not for himself, but for you and I want to show you how he gets out. If you will go to verse 1. O Lord God of my salvation, O Lord God of my salvation. Jesus knowing he can't get himself out of hell. He cannot raise himself from the dead. He knows where his salvation comes from. He knows how he's going to get out, and he cannot do it himself. Who is he speaking to? He's speaking to God. He's speaking, O Lord God of my salvation. You're the one, Father, that's going to get me out of here. And now look what he does. I have cried day and night before thee. Jesus didn't stop praying. while he was in hell. Jesus, a man that had a soul like you and I, now in hell, is crying out. He said, I have cried day and night before thee. Jesus did not stop calling on the Father. He did not stop calling on the Father. The next verse, let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry. Unto my cry. Incline thine ear. Listen to my cry. Father, I'm in hell. And I cannot get out. Why couldn't he get out? Because he was a man like you and I. He had the soul and the spirit of a man. Yes, Jesus' spirit was the man, the Jesus from heaven. But he came to earth to be just like us and laid that all aside, that power, and took on the seed of Abraham. Became just like Abraham. He had a body and a soul and a spirit. And he could not get out of hell on his own. He was paying for my sin. He was paying for your sin. He was paying for our sin. He was paying the price that it was going to take to get us where we don't have to go to hell. Now I'll go on with the same verses. For my soul is full of troubles. If you look that up and study it out, it's the iniquities. And my life draweth nigh unto the grave. I am counted with them that go down into the pit. Into the pit. I am as a man that has no strength. Free among the dead. He's among the dead. Like the slain that lie in the grave, whom thou rememberest no more. They are cut off from thine hand. Jesus was cut off from the Father. He was in hell paying for sin. What happens to sinners? They go to hell. The Father cut him off. It said, thou hast laid me in the lowest pit, in darkness, in the deeps. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, paying for my sin. Paying for your sin. Jesus took the wrath of God so you and I wouldn't have to. Out of the love of God, Jesus took the wrath of God so you and I would not have to. And here he is, suffering the wrath of God. Thy wrath lieth hard upon me, and thou hast afflicted me with all thy ways. 8, thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth. I cannot get out of here. Mine eye mourneth by reason of affliction. Now listen how he's praying. Lord, I have called daily upon thee. I have stretched out my hands unto thee. He didn't stop praying. He said, and then he asked some questions, reminding the Father what he promised him. These questions are reminding the Father what he promised him. Will thou show wonders to the dead? Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Father, you promised that to me. Shall the dead arise and praise thee? Shall thy loving kindness be declared in the grave, or thy faithfulness in destruction? Shall thy wonders be known in the dark, and thy righteousness in the land of faithfulness? But unto thee I have cried, O Lord. And I love this next part. And in the morning my prayer shall prevent thee. I'm going to pray till you hear me. You know, in Psalm 22, it says that Jesus called on the Father and the Father wouldn't hear him. I think it was Psalm 56 or 40, one of those in there. Jesus said again, I called unto thee and you won't hear me. But this Psalm, in Psalm 18, the Father hears him. The Father finally hears him. He did not stop praying. He didn't quit until he was heard. He didn't quit until the Father did what the Father promised Jesus he would do. I will come and I will get you out of hell. I will come and get you. Verse 14, Lord, why castest thou off my soul? Why hidest thy face from me? Remember, the Father turned his back on Jesus so he wouldn't have to turn his back on us. Don't forget Jesus suffered so the wrath of God so we don't have to. All we have to do is believe. Verse 15, I am afflicted and ready to die from my youth up. Jesus knew this is where he was headed. John 12, he said, I'm troubled, but this is why I came. This is the very reason why I was sent. This is why I came, to save you and me. To save you and me, to pay the price for you and me. This is the very reason he's in hell. It says, while I suffer thy tares, I am distracted. Thy fierce wrath goeth over me. Thy tares have cut me off. They came round about me daily like water. They compassed me about together. Lover and friend hast thou put far from me, and mine acquaintance in the darkness. But then he speaks in the next, Psalm 89, that first verse says, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. That mercy is on you and I. That mercy is on you and I. God had mercy on us, and he sent Jesus to die, to be buried, to go to hell, and to be raised again so we can be justified, saved, sanctified, made prosperous, made children of God. Amen. Jesus didn't stop praying, even in hell, until he got out. And what does he say in Luke? He said men ought always to pray and not to faint. Amen?
Let me hear from you. Email me at the letters kd@kdwol.com. That's KD, Kathy Davidson, @kdwol.com. And visit my website to listen to the messages again or to download them free of charge at kdwol.com. Until next time, God bless.